It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey folks, thanks so much for coming and listening and being here. I really want to dive into this segment. I've got my buddy Jacob Teitelbaum on the line, don't I? All right, well, guess what? He's going to be here soon. And I got to tell you something. We're going to be talking about, I think, such an important, I got Jacob now, such an important topic, alcoholism. It is something that certainly I think, as far as I'm concerned, I see it personally, I see it with my patients clinically, affects almost every single life that is out there. Show title today, I got to tell you, alcoholism is not a character defect, okay? So there is, I think, a lot of thoughts about people who have problems with alcohol, but perhaps it's an attempt to self-medicate for pain. Jacob, hey, thanks for coming and talking about this, because I think there's a lot of things that are really important to tease out and suss out regarding this topic. I think people that are worried about their relationship with alcohol think they need to stop drinking. They don't want to stop drinking. They don't want to go 12-step. They don't want to be called an alcoholic, and they have nowhere to turn. But I think we got some answers for them, correct?
Absolutely. Because, first of all, you know, how do you know if you have alcoholism? And in real life, by the time you're starting to seriously ask that question, you probably do. But it's important for people to realize there's a reason why they're drinking, and it's usually to either numb pain, they're self-medicating, whether the pain is spiritual pain, emotional pain, physical pain, or sometimes people are just reaching because it helps them feel something bigger than themselves. And there's a reason that alcohol is called spirits. It helps people to touch into those areas. I'm going to give a simple thing to start with for listeners. The time to stop drinking is when you feel like it. Because until you feel like it, if you're just shooting on yourself, you know, should do this, should do that, ain't going to happen. When you feel like it no longer serves you and you're ready to, that's when you're going to be ready to stop. That's right. The time to do it.
Right. I hear you. So you also know about something called the Sinclair Method, which has been proven to help people drink in more moderation. And studies have shown that it's as effective as 12-step programs. Tell us more about that.
It's an interesting thing, because people have this impression that it has to be all or nothing.
Right.
And for some people it does. But if you look at the research, as you noted, when they compare it to the Sinclair Method, which is where they give a medication called naltrexone. This is a medication, it's a fascinating medicine. At high dose, it blocks the effect of morphine so that people don't get the morphine high. If somebody comes in comatose from a heroin overdose, given the naltrexone, they wake right up. But at a lower dose, it kind of moderates the high from the alcohol a bit, and it does so just enough that people can still enjoy it, but they don't really crave having a third and fourth and fifth drink.
So you take it. So this is LDN, we know as low dose naltrexone, used a lot for autoimmune type issues. Interesting. It is a fascinating drug. And so when you're talking about dosages for naltrexone, I mean, obviously, what's the low dose?
Well, for this one, you do a 50 milligram dose, 25 to 50 milligrams, an hour before you drink. And that's just the key. It's just about an hour before you drink. That way it kicks in. It gives you time to enjoy it. Where for the immune problems, we're using 3 to 4.5 milligrams to augment the effect. We're using 8/1000ths of a milligram to augment the pain relief from morphine. It's almost like a homeopathic in terms of totally different effects at different strengths. So it's a really cool medication.
Unbelievable. That's great. And so you also mentioned when we're talking about alcohol that there could be some metabolic issues at play.
Absolutely. And a lot of alcoholism, let me give a name of a book, by the way, for those interested in the Sinclair Method. The book is called Cure for Alcoholism by Dr. Roy Escapa. And then so that would be a good place to start. And then where did you say next, Holly?
Sorry. Okay, sorry. So let's get that book again, Cure for Alcoholism.
The Cure for Alcoholism by Dr. Roy Escapa.
Okay, all right, awesome. And then I said, you know, we've talked about this before, and you mentioned before that there could be some metabolic issues at play.
Absolutely, because, first of all, sugar addiction is a major player. And you're going to find that sugar addicts, if you go to an AA meeting, it looks like, you know, it's Twinkie heaven. I mean, there's gum and sugar wrappers and sodas all over the place. So cross addictions. But an important one that people need to realize is that if you're a mean drunk, as opposed to happy drunk, it could be the sugar in the alcohol. So try switching from things like wine that are high in sugar to things like vodka, where it doesn't have the sugar content in it.
So you think that part of the meanness is the metabolism of sugar and the things that are high in sugar, beer, wine, and so switching to something like a spirit, as you said, vodka perhaps, maybe some of that would stop.
I've seen that. And so it can be a fascinating thing. So there's a lot more than just this, you have a character defect and you're evil and weak because you're drinking, which that's a BS. It's funny, historically, societally, we have to find somebody that we can make less than us and demonize and vilify. We did that with blacks, and that's no longer socially acceptable. We did it with gays, and realizing that's not socially acceptable.
Right.
But alcoholics, yeah, you know, we can beat them up.
Sure.
And feel better about ourselves. And, you know, it's just not acceptable. And when people do that, just say no.
Right. I think that's extremely important. And as you said, you know, a lot of people use a lot of different things to numb and escape from pain. And I think one of the things that I have adopted in my life that I try to exercise most, all the time is let's get curious before we get critical. You know, let's really, really, really think about, I mean, do you see that a lot? People just running to, to really kind of judge people without getting curious about, especially with somebody when there's going to be pain.
You think so, Holly? You think we do that when people are down? We like to kick them? Absolutely. But anyway, let me talk about one other thing that fits right in with that, though, because for those listeners who think that, you know, maybe it's time for rehab, a couple of things. If you're going to stop drinking, it feels like, yeah, it's really the right time. I want you to start by eating healthy, exercising, learn to love yourself. That's a big, important thing. People who have addiction things often have a lot of self-loathing because of society's BS. So start loving yourself more. Meditate, pray, whatever you need to do. But then if you're going to do the rehab, there's an awesome place. And get a piece of paper and a pen for those of you who have this issue or have a loved one with it. Go to a website, www.exclusivehawaii.com. And this is a place that knows how to help people really get off of their addictions properly, but without torturing them. It really teaches people how to treat the emotional pains, the physical pains, how to understand what's causing the drive and how to recover from it. So it helps to empower people as opposed to disempowering people like many programs do.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's great because I think that, when I used to be in the sort of business of treating chemical dependency and mental health as a substance use nurse in that field, we would call them quote unquote frequent flyers. And if you don't have a good program that actually gets deeper into the root cause of why the numbing is going on, then sometimes you get into trouble with people just, it's a stint here and there that they quote unquote get on the wagon and then they fall off the wagon. So, Jacob, we've got about 45 seconds left, and you always give so much information and in such a gentle way, and I do think that this subject needs to be handled in a gentle way. 30 seconds now. Anything else for our listeners?
One last thing about the metabolism. Get a good multivitamin that's high in B vitamins metabolism. I recommend the Energy Revitalization System. You'll find that it makes the withdrawal much easier. A lot of the DTs, for example, are coming from magnesium and B vitamin deficiencies. In the hospital, I give IV magnesium. People sail through it.
All right, there you have it, folks. Listen, if you have an alcohol problem, let's get curious before critical. What might you be trying to numb? You can also have great information and get to a rehab that's actually going to get behind what's going on. That's what we do, identify and treat the cause so you can use your mind and figure it out. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.